Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Tuesday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Bebfay hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Cowboys' win last night over the Raiders on Monday Night Football. Dallas improving to 4-5-1. The Las Vegas Raiders, a putrid 2-8. Like Nick talked about it yesterday on the show, saying, "Oh, the Femi Ebebefe Bowl," and honestly, it was. I'm thrilled the Cowboys won. I was rooting for the Cowboys. I had no money on the game other than the first TD bets, but like, I was thrilled. Also, part of me, the betting side of me, the ego side of me that wants to be right about this stuff, which sometimes is even better than the money. That side of me took a big hit with how this Raider season has been going, and for everyone to once again see it on national television, just how bad the Las Vegas Raiders truly are. But we'll put that off to the side. Nick will talk about that to begin the 4 o'clock hour. Let's talk some Heisman Trophy, because for the first time, I do believe there is a bet to be made in the Heisman Trophy. Not for the first time, but for the first time in the last few weeks. Because you know what? It feels like we've had this Fernando Mendoza Heisman Trophy kind of momentum carrying us through the back half of October and in the first half of November. But before we get into the betting market and who we should bet, let's talk about the Athletic's Heisman straw poll that they put out earlier this morning. Now, of course, for those of you who don't know, the Athletic, their awesome publication, each week they do a Heisman Trophy straw poll where they poll about 27, I believe it is, of their voters or writers who are either writers or editors. Some of them might even have votes, but people who might think like the actual voting block for the Heisman Trophy, which is about 1,000 voters. And that's like actually what it is. It's not no hyperbole there. There's 1,000 people have votes for the Heisman Trophy. It's insane that they get that cross-section of America to vote on the Heisman Trophy, but hey, that's where we sit. But 23 is what it is. 23 voters on the Athletic Heisman straw poll. And essentially, it's just to kind of get a gauge of where things stand in the Heisman Trophy race, which is really interesting this time of year, now that we're at the penultimate week of the regular season. For those of you who don't know what that means the second to last week. But I just love the word, so I'm going to keep using it all throughout this week because it's awesome. But today, the winner of the Athletic Heisman straw poll was the guy who won it last week, the guy who won it the week before, and the guy who won it the week before that, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. But what's really interesting about this week, Mendoza, out of the 23 first place votes, got 22 of them. Like, this was a runaway for Mendoza. 22 first place votes, one second place vote. Of course, nobody voted for him to be third. Julian Sain of Ohio State was first, got one second place vote, rather. excuse me. He was second, got one first place vote, but finished second in the poll. Third in the poll, as we get back on track here, Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love. He actually got two first place votes. So shout out to Jeremiah Love. He was in fourth last week. Fourth in the poll, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia didn't get a single first place vote, moved up a little bit because, of course, Ty Simpson moved out after Alabama lost to Oklahoma. Fifth in the poll was Georgia Tech quarterback Haynes King, who received one first place vote. Now, over the last month or so, we've kind of been taking the trip down Athletic Heisman straw poll memory lane, where we stood at this point in previous years. Last year, Travis Hunter got 26 first place votes. He won the poll going away. He ended up winning the award, of course. A couple of years ago, Jaden Daniels was in third. Bo Nix and Michael Penix were 1-2 in the poll. Those two Pac-12 quarterbacks, RIP the Pac-12. Those guys were the two guys going neck and neck. Jaden Daniels was third, although he did get nine first place votes. 3 years ago, Caleb Williams was your overwhelming leader in the poll. He ended up winning the award. 4 years ago, Bryce Young was your overwhelming winner in the poll. He ended up winning the award. So all indications, when you look at the history, it points to Fernando Mendoza being your likely Heisman Trophy winner. Now, I would usually say, great, it's time to bet Mendoza. But what's different about this year, I think at least, is that Indiana has this oddly timed bye week, which is this week. The Indiana Hoosiers will not be playing. Fernando Mendoza will be out of sight, out of mind. And I actually think that creates an opportunity for another guy, maybe a couple of guys, to enter the conversation for winning the Heisman Trophy. Now, Mendoza eventually will come back off the bye. They play Purdue, where they'll be a big favorite against Purdue. And then after that, it'll be the Big Ten title game against Ohio State. And that's the game that everyone's looking forward to. That's the game where everyone's going to be, hey, one versus two. I don't think it's going to be billed as like a Heisman Trophy bowl. And we'll get into that when we talk some Julian Sain here. But like, that's the game for Fernando Mendoza to leave no doubt to win the Heisman Trophy. And even if he loses the game and it's respectable, I still think he wins the Heisman Trophy. But if they get blown out, maybe that opens the door for somebody else. But Mendoza, of course, best story in college football, the Indiana Hoosiers. He's the quarterback of that team. He's the face of it. Statistically, makes a lot of sense. Fourth in the nation in QBR. He checks all the boxes. Now, like the eye test wise, if he wins the Heisman, okay, we've had better winners. But in terms of his stats and the team success, checks all the boxes. Makes a lot of sense. Julian Sain, he's plus 225 in the betting market. This is where like you kind of have to use a little bit of like art with the science here, because the science tells you that this guy should actually win the award. Statistically, second in QBR. He's awesome. Plays on maybe the best team in the country, probably the best team in the country. Extremely efficient, but nobody believes. It's that simple. And that's where I think the betting market has this wrong. That plus 225, I don't even know. Like, if he goes nuclear against Michigan and nuclear against Indiana, maybe he wins the award. But I just don't see it. The prevailing thought when it comes to Julian Sain is that he's just a passenger along for the ride. And I think a lot of people think, oh, man, like 25, 30 quarterbacks would be undefeated on Ohio State. Fair or unfair, that's how people talk about Julian Sain. And also, he's a freshman. Like, if there's any voter bias or if this is tied, I think people are going to say, you know what? We'll give it to you next year. Prove it next year. You're a freshman. Let's give it to this other guy. Like, those are things that are working against Julian Sain. And this Saturday, they're playing. Ohio State's taking on Rutgers. That's the big noon kickoff game. They're a 31.5 point favorite. I don't know there's anything that he could do against Rutgers that's going to make people be like, oh, Sain Heisman, and have this like epiphany or whatever. Like, that's not going to happen. I don't see that. Maybe against Michigan, maybe in the Big Ten title game, but we're starting to run out of weeks for Julian Sain to live up to what the betting market has been saying over the last 4 to 5 weeks. So Sain, to me, I would never bet him, especially when you factor in the price. Marcel Reed of Texas A&M, come on. Like, no. Just no. No, no, no. It's not happening. It's not. 13th in the country in QBR. Still, nobody believes in Marcel Reed. Like, the Athletic's Heisman straw poll. Last week, he wasn't even in it. This week, massive comeback. Heisman moment. Where's Marcel Reed? He's 7th with 6 third-place votes. Not a first-place vote, not a second-place vote. Nobody believes with Marcel Reed. And you know what? It's rather unfortunate because he's actually been really good. But this week, they host Samford, a 1-10 FCS team, you might as well just go on bye week at that point, honestly. You might as well. The game is on SEC Network Plus. Good luck finding that. They play Texas. That's a monster game coming up next week. That'll obviously have a lot of eyeballs. Everyone's going to watch that. They beat Texas. They'll be in the SEC title game. That'll be another massive game. But still, nobody believes that Marcel Reed is a guy. Nobody seems to care, which means we shouldn't care, even though he's at plus 500.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
How about Diego Pavia? Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia. He's 22-1. This is the bet this week in college football to win the Heisman Trophy. It is Diego Pavia. We've talked about Pavia at earlier points this season, and the price was always short. It never really made a lot of sense. But this week, I actually do think it makes a ton of sense to bet the Vanderbilt quarterback. Because as we've talked about Mendoza, best story in college football, Indiana, Mendoza's the face of that. What's the second best story in college football this year? It's the Vanderbilt Commodores. It's a Vanderbilt team that's likely two wins away from making the college football playoff. You don't even have to be a college football historian or somebody who loves, like, 5 years ago, imagine Vanderbilt potentially being in the college football playoff. That's absurd, but that's where they stand right now. Two wins away from a likely berth to the CFP. And this Saturday, Diego Pavia and his Vanderbilt Commodores, on senior day, might as well call it Diego Pavia Day. Who cares about the other seniors? It'll be Diego Pavia Day down there in Nashville. 9.5-point favorites against Kentucky. It is a 3:30 Eastern kickoff on ESPN. A lot of eyeballs will be on this game. Pavia, in terms of QBR, fifth in the country. So he's up there. He meets the statistical threshold for winning the Heisman Trophy. But most importantly, the Vanderbilt Commodores to make the CFP, plus 320. Diego Pavia to win the Heisman Trophy, 22-1 over at BetMGM. Now, it's not one-to-one correlated, because you still have to worry about Fernando Mendoza. But if you think that Vandy can make the CFP, and I do, how is 22-1 not a bet on Diego Pavia? He's coming off the bye week last week, sight unseen. He's still fourth in the Heisman straw poll. People can't get enough of this guy. Like, he is taking a traditionally horrendous program and has put them on the cusp of competing for a national title. Like, this is massive. And what do you think the pop will be? Like, let's say the betting market's right. They beat Kentucky. Next week, massive game. Biggest game in the Vandy-Tennessee rivalry in the history of it. If they beat Tennessee on Rocky Top, that's such an incredible pop, to use the wrestling term. Like, people will go nuts if Vandy wins that game. Vandy's not going to be 22-1 to win that game. Like, I can tell you that right now. So for me, this week, and it's shaky because if one loss happens, boom, Pavia's done. But if they win this Saturday and they beat Tennessee next week, this guy will be right there in the conversation. And let's say Ohio State blows out Indiana. Do you think it's going to Julian Sand? I don't. I think people are going to look around and say, who else can we give this to? And if Vandy does their job and Pavia does his job, I think we're going to have a very, very live ticket in a few weeks on a guy who's 22-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. So that's it for me this week. Diego Pavia at 22-1 to win the Heisman. There's other guys like Jeremiah Love's a big price. No, I don't want it. Like, positional value matters. We did the non-QB thing last year. It's going to another quarterback this year. For me, Pavia is the guy to bet at 22-1. And I think we got ourselves a live ticket. So let's go Doors. And Diego Pavia, one of the big stories in college football. Maybe he gets us to a window in New York in a few weeks. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Cowboys' win last night over the Las Vegas Raiders.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.